Introduction. In Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, he refers to the E, employee, S, self-employed, B, business owner, and I, investor categories. It's certainly true that the greatest opportunities to amass wealth come from the business owner or investor side of things. Yet one of the largest stumbling blocks that keep people from succeeding in business or even attempting to build a business is their fear or dislike of sales, or actually their inability to sell. If you cannot sell, you cannot build a business. Sales and leadership also go hand in hand, as both are concerned with delivering a vision of something better and convincing others to agree and act on that vision. I have never seen a great leader who could not sell, persuade, or influence. Sales Dogs was written because I have been in and around this profession for over 30 years, and I have seen firsthand the incredible successes as well as the frustrations of people in sales all over the world. The lows can be minimized and the highs accelerated by simply examining a few basic beliefs about selling and influencing others. I also own a dog, and over the years, I've noticed striking similarities between our canine friends and us. There is no greater companion in the world than man's best friend. Dogs throughout the ages have defended their masters, tracked down food for feasts, and offered love and friendship when all others have long gone. They are unflappable, unstoppable, eternally optimistic, and persistent to the end, just like any great salesperson. By the end of this program, if you learn it and implement its lessons, one of four things will happen. 1. If you already love sales, your income will go through the roof. 2. If you're not that proud that you're in sales, you'll be puffed up like a peacock and raring to go. 3. If you're not in sales, you'll either want to consider getting in or reconsider how powerfully you can affect the world around you. Or 4, you'll want to buy a dog. Business today judges us by who can generate the most interest, excitement, and commitment toward his or her respective service, product, opportunity, or point of view. And while some people yield fantastic dollars, others languish in mediocrity. What's the difference? How do you become the winner in the battle for other people's energy, commitment, time, and money? The answer is within each of us in the form of natural talent and learned skill. Those who have the most talent and skill to enroll others and generate the most influence will make the most sales and the most income. In order to do that, we need to dispel a few sales myths once and for all. Myth 1, you have to be an attack dog to be successful in the world of sales. Only certain people can do sales. Fact 1, the truth is you don't have to be a thick-skinned attack dog to be successful in sales. That is only one type of sales dog. There are actually 5 breeds of sales dogs. If you can discover what breed you are naturally and use that talent, it is then simply a question of playing to your strength. And if you can then go on to learn a few skills from the other breeds, you will enjoy even greater success. For example, a golden retriever is the happiest, friendliest, most lovable dog on the planet. He will wag his tail and slobber all over you at every opportunity. But if you threaten his master, suddenly he's not so friendly. The golden retriever's talent is to be friendly and lovable, but he can be trained with a few pit bull skills. We are all individuals, and any effort to pour us all into the set mold of the perfect salesperson is doomed from the start and will do nothing but make the vast majority of us unhappy and spectacularly unsuccessful. Myth 2. We are told we have to be well-rounded enough to master every skill and possess every talent that a salesperson should have. Impossible. That person does not exist. Fact 2. The secret to success does not lie in the formation of well-rounded droids. We don't have to be everything to everyone. We need only be ourselves, understand and accept who we are, and use that knowledge to capitalize on our strengths. Attempting to convert weaknesses into strengths is a waste of time. Finding what you do well and taking full advantage of those strengths is challenging enough.